USA News. I'm Dave Collins. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says the House could vote on a debt ceiling bill as soon as next week. The Republican told reporters he sees a path toward a deal as negotiators from his staff and from the White House continue to hold meetings. He added that talks are in a much better place. This comes as Congress needs to raise the limit to avoid a potential default as soon as June 1st. Parents in New York City are claiming victory after forcing the city to remove migrants out of their school gym. Parent Miguel Chico says he's against having the migrants in his child's school.
School gymnasium isn't a place to put these people in. The gymnasium was built for the children so they can have an education and they can have their gym.
The incident is turning into a flashpoint of the immigrant surge in the U.S. Parents at PS 188 in Coney Island say they were never informed of New York City Mayor Eric Adams' plan to house the migrants there and immediately began protesting in front of the school. The Cleveland Clinic has successfully performed the first dual cardiac device implant in the world. The device combines two cardiac therapies into one to help the heart's contraction and treat the causes of sudden cardiac death. The device can last up to 20 years and has a rechargeable battery. The clinic will be enrolling 300 patients nationwide into a study of the device called the Integrate-D study. DeSantis looks as if he's close to announcing for a run for the presidency.
The Washington Post is reporting that two people familiar with the Republican governor's plans say DeSantis will kick off his campaign for the GOP nomination as he gathers top fundraisers in Miami. DeSantis is also expected to launch his candidacy with an event after Memorial Day in his hometown of Dunedin. He is considered the most serious challenger to former President Trump in the race for the Republican nomination.
That's Skip Kelly reporting. This is USA News.
So, you need life insurance, right? Protection for your family? But who has time to meet with an agent? You're busy. But what if there was a better way? A way to protect your family, your loved ones, make sure you can send your kids to college, keep the family home, no matter what happens? Well, you can. With no agent visit, no medical exam, no blood work, none of the stuff that makes life insurance a hassle. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Ethos Life Radio is a 100% online buying platform for life insurance powered by Ethos. We match you after a simple online interview with a life insurance policy that matches your needs at the best price. EthosLifeRadio.com shops your policy to over 100 carriers instantly to get you the best price. And best of all, EthosLifeRadio.com is a marketplace. This is not a lead source. Your information will not just be sold with endless emails, calls, and texts. We give you the opportunity to buy life insurance online. Simple. In less than 15 minutes online. With no medical exam if you qualify. Do the right thing for your family today. Go to EthosLifeRadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com.
Moscow is threatening to strike back as the CIA works to recruit frustrated Russian civilians to become spies. The agency has launched an official channel on Telegram, the encrypted messaging app favored by Russians, with a dramatized Russian language video. The video encourages Russians to engage with the CIA on Telegram and share information it says could be critical to U.S. intelligence efforts. A Los Angeles jury is now deliberating actor Danny Masterson's second rape trial. The former That 70s Show star is accused of attacking three women two decades ago in his Hollywood Hills home. He denies the charges. A different jury could not reach a verdict last year, leading to a mistrial. John Schaefer has the latest on forgiveness of student loan debt.
Education Secretary Miguel Cardona has confirmed that the pandemic-era pause on federal student loan payments will come to an end later this year. That pause has been in place for more than 3 years. It's been extended 8 times, even after the Biden administration said it would no longer be extended. When that pause ends, roughly 44 million people will have to restart making payments on their federal student loans.
An 1,100-year-old Hebrew Bible sold for more than $38 million at an auction in New York City. The former U.S. Ambassador to Romania, Alfred Moses, had the winning bid. He'll donate to the ANU Museum of the Jewish People in Tel Aviv. Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.